since they want to know.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM at 7:50 a.m.
We're going to talk high school baseball here on the Coach's Corner today. We are at the end of April, which means the state tournament is right around the corner. In fact, the Carbon Dinos are set to wrap up the regular season in the next couple of days. The good news for Carbon, like the Lady Dino softball team, the boys baseball team has already clinched a Region 12 championship, and we're going to talk about that right now with manager Rob Smith, who is joining us in studio. Coach, great to get you back in.
Hey, good to be here.
Let's talk about that, the fact that you guys have one more league game. It is important, and we'll touch on that in a moment, but you guys managed to clinch the region crown earlier this week. That was huge.
Yeah, that's our first check mark on our goals this year, is the region championship. The kids did it, and they did it with one game left to go, and that's pretty sweet.
Once you get that, I guess we could call it a monkey off your back, was it kind of a relief? Okay, goal one, it's complete. Now we can shift on to goal two. I mean, did that come into your mind?
Not really. As we've talked before earlier in this year, our goal is one game at a time, taking care of business that way. So, the kids go out and do that. We continue to do that. We'll be where we want to be.
In those two games with Richfield, once again, Wyatt Falk was dominant. I feel like Wyatt seems to be peaking at the correct time right now. I don't know if there's a better ace from a pitching rotation when you look around the state. That's saying something, because we have Jueb, we have Canyon View, we have Manti, we have some teams that have some quality pitchers, but it seems like right now Wyatt is just kind of a step ahead of everyone.
Yeah, and Wyatt, he works his butt off, and day in and day out, he's out there working, and that's all you can ask for, and it shows when it comes game time.
Richfield's one of those schools you kind of get, they always battle, and I know that for the most part you guys had control of those two games, specifically the first one, but I tell people all the time, don't pay attention to Richfield's record. They always produce athletes, and it's always a difficult place. You never really know what you're going to expect. I'd look at the Wildcats right now and say, it's not a bad baseball team.
Yeah, they're definitely not a bad baseball team. The kid they threw against us the second game, he threw well. Talked to Farron over at Richfield, their head coach, and he said he's a first-year kid. Like you said, an athlete can come out of nowhere over there and come and produce for him. And that's, you never know. You got to come out and play your best game. And that's a thing I love about baseball, is anybody can beat anybody.
Yep, there's definitely some nuance to it. When we look at what's left on the schedule, Coach, game tomorrow against Richfield, let's start there, because even though you've clinched the region championship, it is a big game in terms of the RPI. I don't feel like the lead that Jueb has over you guys right now is astronomical for the one seed. It's possible for you guys to grab it still. That puts a lot of emphasis on tomorrow's game.
Yeah, and that's one thing that I've been talking to the boys about is, hey, we're in a position where we could jump or we could fall. So we got to go out and take care of business and do what we're supposed to do. Don't give the RPI an opportunity to change.
With that being said, the other game is going to be against Union. It's a top five team. It's a potential matchup at some point in time in the state tournament, depending on where you guys finish. What a way to end the season, right, against a very quality team.
Yeah, and we could end up against Richfield again. It just depends on how the RPI comes out. Going into these games, that's what you kind of want, is to be playing your best baseball at the end of the year. And if you're seeing good teams, you're going to do that.
Tomorrow is senior day. Let's talk about the senior class. I know you haven't had a ton of experience with these kids, but I'm sure you've grown close to them over the course of this season. Talk to me about your senior class and what they've meant to this program.
Their work ethic is awesome. One thing that really stuck out to me is when I first got the job, and they were already holding fall workouts. And that just goes to show their work ethic and their drive and what they want to do as a baseball team. What more can you ask for in your first year over here is kids that set that example for the younger kids.
I know that was something you were excited about, just kind of looking at the senior leadership. Have you seen that trickle down to the underclassmen throughout the year?
There's a few of them that are starting to learn and catch on of what needs to be done. And I think it will continue as we progress throughout the rest of this year.
Again, our guest right now is manager Rob Smith of the Carbon Dino baseball team. Coach, up to this point, when you look at the season in itself, are you guys playing your best baseball right now?
Yeah, there's still a few things we need to clean up. just little things. You're going to have those every game. We had a couple little errors against Richfield in that second game that cost us a few runs. We clean those up. I think we are playing our best baseball with those cleaned up.
What's the difference in this Carbon team today compared to, I don't even want to go to the beginning of the year because it was so sporadic in the schedule, but let's say the beginning of region play. So we're talking, 12 games. What's the biggest difference?
I would say just their attitude. They're getting after it a little more each and every day. Like I said, we had one goal to accomplish first. We've now accomplished that, and now we're on to our second goal. And that's where the drive is coming in, and that's where you're seeing it.
Was there a particular game that maybe flipped that attitude where you saw this team kind of change? I always feel like there's always a moment in the season that can be a turning point, either right or wrong. Where was it this year?
I couldn't specifically say one game. One that we've talked about as a team was the Westlake game. They're a good 6A team. They're pretty high in their RPI. They end up beating us 10-4. We had a few errors, but after the game, the boys and I were talking, and we just said, they're not better than us. We just got to play clean baseball, and I think that's kind of where we said, hey, let's clean things up and get things going.
Playing clean baseball on the field is one thing. Swatting the ball at the plate is another. And when you go down the list statistically, Coach, I'm blown away by the amount of kids that you have hitting 300 or better on the team this year. And when you're this late into the season, there's always nuance early on, but when you have played 20 games and you still have 8-9 kids hitting 300 or better, it's impressive.
Yeah, they're all seeing the ball well. It's crazy to think in that first game against Richfield, we left 11 in scoring position. We scored 13 runs, leaving 11 in scoring position. That's not to say that they weren't hitting the ball. They were hitting the ball, just happened to be right at them a few times, or else we could have scored a lot more runs. And that's kind of one thing that we've talked about, is having the right approach at the plate and ready to be aggressive.
Has Ridge Nelson exceeded your expectations at the plate this year?
Watching that kid in the fall and watching his work ethic in winter workouts, it doesn't surprise me what he's doing.
And for those who are unaware, this is a kid that's hitting .518 right now with a .614 OBP, slugging over .800. I mean, these are video game statistics 20 games into a high school season.
Yeah, just seeing the ball really well, but it goes to show his work ethic behind the scenes of just games.
On top of that, I mean, if we just go down the list and we take a look at some of the other offensive numbers, they're kind of mind-boggling. I mean, Wyatt Falk has 30 RBIs in the season. Ridge Nelson has 33. Chet Anderson has 14 RBIs from a leadoff spot, which is also very telling to just how great you guys have been. Not 1-4, 1-5, but 1-9. I mean, you guys have been solid.
Yeah. You got to hand it to these kids. They're working their butts off, putting the ball in play, giving ourselves a chance. And that's one thing that I've really preached is, hey, let's cut down on the strikeouts. Let's put the ball in play, give ourselves a chance, make the other team beat us that way.
It's always great when you see multiple sports in the same season having a lot of success. And we talked to manager Kurt Nunley of the softball team yesterday. They've wrapped up the region championship, and you guys have well. I know you're not in the school. You don't teach at the school. But in talking with Coach Nunley, that type of momentum, it's contagious for the student body. It's pretty neat to see both the baseball and softball team really have the success they've had.
Yeah, and it's great to see. And if I've seen it right, I believe soccer is co-champions for the region as well.
With Emory, correct.
And that's awesome for the school. It's awesome for the community. What more can you ask for? The kids are out there, they're working hard, they're doing what you ask them to do.
You've been around the high school game now for a little while, so we'll talk about the idea of playing host to a pod in the state tournament. Don't want to jump too far ahead, but by the time I talk to you next, it's going to be state tournament time. So we have a game tomorrow, have a game on Monday, correct, against Union. How important is it to actually play host to a pod? Because you've been on both sides of that equation.
I've never hosted a pod as a coach, but it'll be nice to not have to travel. We know how our field plays. We know the dimensions. We know what we can get, what we can't get on pass balls or overthrows. So it'll be good. The kids will be able to sleep in their own bed. Just be ready to play baseball.
That's right. I was thinking you had hosted a pod, but You definitely know the difference of playing at home to a neutral site on the road, right? I mean, in state tournament play, there's no doubt. Rarely do we see home teams not come out of the first round or the second round of the state tournament. It rarely happens.
Yeah, and, you know, when I was at Emory, it seemed like we went to JUAB every year. And that's a long bus ride to head over there and play early. And they kind of set their schedule up how they want it, what works best for them. Where we have two fields, each team will be set up the same, so there's not really an advantage there. But going in, you still got to come out and you still got to play baseball the way we're supposed to play baseball.
Well, let's end with this. We'll just talk about the schedule and the way things kind of go down the rest of the way. So again, senior day tomorrow, 3:30 start time. You guys will have another game on Monday, and then it's state tournament time, and that's coming up on Friday, May 5th. And so there's not a lot of baseball left to be played. How do you approach things the rest of the way? Is it business as usual? Do you rest these kids a little bit next week in between Monday and your guys' state tournament game? How do you approach it?
Business as usual. We're going to stay after it. We're going to probably scrimmage a little bit in between. Just keep guys fresh, keep guys throwing, and seeing live pitching. We don't want to take a day off, especially the way these kids are swinging it and seeing the baseball. We want them to continue to see that.
This is the time of the year you play for, right?
Yep. It's what we work for all year.
Coach, I appreciate you taking out the time to stop by. Congratulations on the region championship, and we'll see you at the game tomorrow.
Awesome. Thank you.
We do have more coming up here on Drive Time Sports, continuing to count down the moments to the NFL draft. 6 o'clock live coverage is going to begin. We'll take a different route in the next segment. I'm actually really looking forward to it. We're going to be joined by Chris Saliza. Maybe you've heard of that name. Reporter for the Washington Post and CNN, talking about his new book called Power Players. It's about sports, politics, and American presidency. I think you'll enjoy this one. It's not the traditional sports and politics talk. We'll have fun with it when we return right here on Drive Time Sports.